Welcome to Liberty Gospel Tracts, track 165. The title is Guaranteed Everyone Will Believe This About Hell One Day. Guaranteed everyone will believe that hell is real. The Bible says the rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments. Luke 16, verses 22 and 23. The rich man closed his eyes on earth and opened his eyes in hell. Guaranteed, everyone will believe that hell is real. But for many, that belief will come too late to be of any benefit to them. Will that be true of you? Guaranteed, everyone will believe that there is real fire in hell. The Bible says, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Matthew 25:41. Guaranteed, everyone will believe that there is real fire in hell. But for many, that belief will come too late to be of any benefit to them. Will that be true of you? Guaranteed, everyone will believe that hell is a place of torment. The Bible says, "And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments." He said, "I am tormented in this flame." Luke 16:23 and 24. Guaranteed, everyone will believe that hell is a place of torment. But for many, that belief will come too late to be of any benefit to them. Will that be true of you? Guaranteed, everyone will believe that there is no water in hell. The Bible says, "Have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." Luke 16:24. Guaranteed, everyone will believe that there is no water in hell. But for many, that belief will come too late to be of any benefit to them. Will that be true of you? Guaranteed, everyone will believe there is no way out of hell. The Bible says, "Suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." Jude, verse 7. The Bible says, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment." Matthew 25:46. Guaranteed, everyone will believe that there is no way to get out of hell. But for many, that belief will come too late to be of any benefit to them. Will that be true of you? Guaranteed, everyone will believe that hell could have been avoided by repenting of their sins and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. The rich man in hell begged that someone could go and testify to his five brothers, lest they also be cast into hell. The Bible says, "For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come unto this place of torment." Luke 16:28. This gospel tract is testifying to you right now. Guaranteed, everyone will believe that hell could have been avoided by repenting of their sins and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. But for many, that belief will come too late to be of any benefit to them. Will that be true also of you? Guaranteed, everyone who is still alive can be saved right now if they will repent and believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Acts 16:30 and 31. The Bible says, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." Acts 3:19. The Bible says, "Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live." Ezekiel 33:11. If you look at the front cover of the gospel tract again, you'll discover that couple is standing on the deck of the Titanic. Their time on earth was very short. But what about you? The Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is God Almighty in the flesh. He is the Creator of heaven and earth. He is Master, Savior, and Messiah. He died on the cross for you and gave his pure, sinless blood to pay your sin debt. The Lord Jesus Christ arose from the grave the third day, proving that his blood fully paid for your sins. To be saved, you must call upon him from your heart. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:9-13. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ right now, my friend. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to cleanse you. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save you right now, and he will. And then don't be ashamed of him, my friend. After we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save us, then God instructs us to openly confess him by getting baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Bible says, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." My friend, have you asked the Lord Jesus Christ to save you? Do you desire to now live for him? If you'll write to us, we have some free Bible study courses to help you learn more. If you need help finding a good Bible teaching church where you can get baptized, let us know. You can call us at 616-754-7151. That's 616-754-7151. Or you can contact us at libertygospeltracts.com and find our email address on there. God bless you, my friend. Don't be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ.